We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Now, I went with Bartel because this guy's battled a lot of injuries in his career. He had concussion problems for a long time. And he still wanted to wrestle, and finally it was like, there's no way, man. Wrestling's not that important to us. To win in this dual meet and having him in there wasn't that big a deal. He had knee problems, shoulder, back, all held him out of practices. He even had a blood problem once, right? I think he broke a fingernail, and that was 2 months. So
I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the things I saw in these last couple of years with this guy. How much time and effort he put into his school. I can remember a few times we'd be getting done with a dual meet, and he was going to the library. And you want to know that's why how many jobs did you pass on? 3 or 4? He passed on 4 jobs and took one in Wisconsin. So he did things really well. And that's why he's going to be a success on and off the mat. And I think you think about it a little bit. And I remember talking to him, and he's like, if I'm not an All-American, it's kind of a waste of time, right? A little bit. I remember him saying that. He doesn't feel that way. I know he doesn't feel that way. And got to talk with him about the relationship that he built, the kind of man that he is now. It has nothing to do with the results, man. That's not our self-worth. It never will be. But these last 5 years, man, I've got to see a guy grow. I've got to see him struggle through things, but I've also seen him now on the other side of it in being prepared for the rest of his life. There's a lot of people now that can't even go find jobs, so this guy's turning down jobs left and right. Tells you how he's went about things. To me, it couldn't have been more fitting to how he was able to finish his career.
But really, it came to this year, and he was beat up, really beat up. Had serious back problems, was happy with being, just not competing. Still supported the team, came to practice every day. JJ went down. We had to have somebody from Missouri meet. And went to Jared, like, dude, you ready? He's like, yep, I'll do it. And, we're giving up 6 if we forfeit, and possibly giving up 6 if Jared gets pinned. So we're like, well, let's kind of... I guess we'll give it a shot, though. But and then I remember we were talking about it, and we drew, I don't remember who, but we drew heavyweight, and I was like, couldn't have picked the worst weight, And I'll tell you what, it ended up being the best thing for our team because he went out there and upset the guy. Probably worked out, maybe 4 times the whole second semester, wrestled live. But really, sparked our team, and you could visually see it deflate their team. And that was... I appreciate your resilience and looking forward to doing some big things in manufacturing here. So, Jared Bartel.
Well, I've been dreading this speech for the last 5 years. I thought I would be more nervous, but not. But really, there's a lot I could talk about. But really, I mean, obviously, I'm not satisfied, as Doug said. But really, that doesn't matter anymore. And really, what does matter is the people sitting in front of me. I mean, that's last 5 years. I mean, that's what's been driving me is my teammates, all the fans, coaches' wives, just everything. So really, I get to skip just right to thank yous. The first person I have to thank is God. He's what led me here in a little bit from Randy. He yelled at me when he was recruiting me, and that's kind of why I came here. So, but really, I just all glory to him. I thankful for what he's done in my life, and hopefully it continues to do that. So I got to thank my parents. They're not here, but got to thank my dad for being a hard ass, my mom for loving me. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Ken Klingman, thank you for setting up my relationship with Jesus. You're a great asset to this team. You're a great asset to me. I thank you for everything. You really mean a lot to me. So, Cooper's family, you guys are my second parents. I love you guys. You guys are great friends, great role models. Sorry. And then basically teammates. I mean, you guys are my family. I could see you 20 years from now, and nothing will probably change. I love you guys. You guys mean the world to me. More specifically, this senior class, 5 years, we went through it all. I love you guys. I got to thank the coaches. I know I wasn't the easiest to work with. I try to be hard-ass like my father, stubborn. But thank you for working with me. It really, really does mean a lot, and you guys will always be in my heart, so I really appreciate it. Thank you. The coaches' wives, thank you very much for keeping these guys in line. Thank you for making this a family atmosphere. I really do appreciate it. Troy, I spent a lot of time with you. You're a great friend. Thank you for taking care of me. I really appreciate it. Dr. Burnett, same boat. Thank you for taking care of me. And that's about it. I'm probably forgetting someone, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really enjoyed my time here. It was great. I would take nothing back. I'm thankful for everything. So thank you.